as you read through the Bible, there are lots and lots of word pictures of God, pictures that paint for us different aspects of who God is, of what God is, of what God has done, of what God will do. All these different pictures help us to understand another little bit of who God is. And it's a bit like if you ever watch those films of a diamond being turned round in the light, you can see different faces of that diamond sparkling and shining as they catch the light. And as we look at these different pictures of God, we see different aspects of God's personality, of God's desire, of God's heart, as those things shine for us in the light of His Holy Spirit. But perhaps there's none that so fully reveals the sort of tender, caring, loving heart of God as the picture of God as a shepherd. Perhaps that's why we almost instinctively turn to the 23rd Psalm when we are in need of comfort, when we're in need of reassurance. We turn to that 23rd Psalm, that very familiar Psalm, which starts with those comforting words, the Lord is my shepherd. And then all those other things flow from that. We're reminded immediately of God as shepherd, God as the one who cares, God as the one who comforts, who reassures us. And because of that, because we can say the Lord is my shepherd, then all those other things flow from that. And we know that we are loved and cared for. Back in the prophet Isaiah, we read, God tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He carries them close to his heart. This is a wonderful picture of the love and care of our God, the shepherd God. He gently leads those that have young. God has always appointed, if you like, under shepherds to care for his people, to tend for his sheep. So if you go back into the Old Testament, God puts in place kings and priests, and their function is to be a shepherd. Their function is to care, is to protect, is to bring comfort and reassurance. Supremely, we see it in David, the shepherd king, taken from being a shepherd boy to becoming the king of Israel, the one who would give protection, comfort, reassurance, as God's under shepherd. But sadly, it didn't always work out the way that it was meant to. If you were to turn back to the prophet Ezekiel, to chapter 34 there, you find that chapter is full of God condemning those who should have been shepherds for his people and who were failing miserably. They were only taking care of themselves. They weren't really interested in looking after the sheep that God had given to them. They were failing miserably. And it wasn't just about the shepherds. It was also about the sheep. That famous verse from Isaiah chapter 53, which simply says, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each one has turned to his own way. Shepherds not really doing what they were asked to do. Sheep just doing their own thing as sheep do. And it wasn't what God had intended. So it's against that background, this background of shepherds that didn't really step up to the mark, that Jesus comes into the world. And Jesus comes into the world and simply makes this declaration, not I am a shepherd, but I am the good shepherd. Israel, you should have had shepherds down through these years who served you and looked after you and cared for you. It didn't work. But I've come, said Jesus, the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep. That's for you and for me. We're the sheep for whom Jesus has laid down his life. The sheep for whom Jesus went to the cross. That's us. when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, he's calling us to hear his voice, to listen to his voice, to follow his call, because he is the one who has laid down his life for us. Listening to Jesus, following his call. It should be true for all of us, whether we're elders or not. Those who listen for the voice of Jesus and who are obedient to it. The amazing thing is that God in his grace still calls under shepherds to come and to serve him. Now everybody in the church is called to care for each other. We're called to love each other, to encourage each other, to carry each other's burdens, to pray with and for each other. We're called to love each other. And it's a wonderful, encouraging thing to see that worked out in our congregation in so many different ways. Small ways that are almost unnoticed, other ways that are very obvious, but in so many different ways, folks in our congregation here demonstrate this loving and caring for each other. And it's one of the big strengths of our congregation. But elders have a particular call to be shepherds or to be pastors. The same word, shepherd or pastor. When Paul is leaving the church in Ephesus, as he's setting off, leaving behind the church in Ephesus that he has helped to establish, he speaks to the elders and simply says this, keep watch over yourselves and all of the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. And here it is, be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. So these shepherds, these elders are put in place to look after and care for and protect and reassure the people of God. Under shepherds who are still there. And then we come to this passage which Tom read for us just a few moments ago, where Peter again is talking to the early church. The church is under pressure, the church that needs to be cared for and reassured. And Peter talks to the elders and simply says, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care. Now, this is the Peter who knows about the voice of Jesus. The Peter who wept when he realized he had let Jesus down. The Peter who is brought back and embraced in the love of Jesus as Jesus reinstates him, reassures him, comforts him, and then gives him these instructions, feed my lambs, Peter. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep, Peter. It's all about being a shepherd. It's all about being a pastor. It's about feeding, caring for, taking care of those sheep under you. That was Peter's calling. And Peter hands that calling on to those who are called to be elders in the church, called to be shepherds, called to care for the sheep. It's a pastoral role which elders have. Now, why would elders do this? Why would elders look after God's flock that is under their care? Well, Peter tells us you don't do it because you have to, but because you are eager to serve. It's not because this is one of the duties that you have to do, but because you're eager to serve. You don't do it because you could get rich from it, and you won't. You do it because you're eager to serve. You don't do it so that you can lord it over others or throw your weight about, but because you are eager to serve. This caring for others flows from a servant heart. Peter knew that if you felt others should be serving you, then there was no way that you were going to serve and care for others. This love flows from a servant heart. But doesn't care because they have to or because they're paid or because it's a thing of status. They're just eager to serve. Peter It's interesting. Peter is an apostle. Peter is the one who, one of the ones who has witnessed the life and ministry, the death and resurrection of Jesus. He was actually there and witnessed all those things. He's an apostle. Peter could have come in as he's talking to this church and said, listen, I am an apostle. I saw these things. I was witness to them. Peter doesn't come in and lord it over them. Peter comes in and says, I'm your fellow elder. I'm with you in this. He doesn't lord it over them. So those elders were called to lead by living it, not lording it. And there's a world of difference. There is a world of difference between living it, living out our experience of Jesus, and lording it over others. In our Presbyterian system, elders have districts. Districts of a number of families to care for, to shepherd, to point others to Jesus, who is the good shepherd. And again, it goes back to what we've just sung. We cast all our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. Sometimes we sing children's songs and hymns and we almost dismiss them as those are just for the children. Here's a truth that should go right to our hearts. We cast all our cares upon Jesus because he deeply cares for us. How often as we sung, Jesus loves me, this I know. The question should be for us, Jesus loves me, do I know it? Do I know? Because if I do, then I can cast my cares upon him. Part of the role of an elder is to cast those cares upon Jesus. Pastoring that district, that number of families, is to get alongside them, to love them, to care for them, to support them, but most of all, to point them to Jesus, the Good Shepherd who cares for them supremely. The work of an elder can be tiring, can be frustrating, but is also deeply rewarding. And Peter reminds us that the reward is not essentially here. The ultimate reward comes when the chief shepherd appears, reminding us that we are not the shepherds. Elders are not the shepherds. Jesus is the chief shepherd. And Peter says, our reward comes when he, the chief shepherd, appears. That Jesus is the chief shepherd. Reminds us of our place as under shepherds, accountable to him. When he appears, when he is made visible, when he comes again in power and glory, our motivation for being shepherds is never to receive the praise of people. And if that's our motivation, then that comes and goes. That builds us up and lets us down. Our motivation for being shepherds is to desire to hear on that great day that chief shepherd say, well done, good and faithful servant. Elders are called to care, to pastor, to shepherd. God has given to this congregation over the years elders who have done just that, served as shepherds, shown care, demonstrated the love of Jesus in so many different ways. And as we look towards electing new elders, we pray that God will raise up others in these days so that together we may be built up, encouraged in our faith, and we may know ourselves to be loved and cared for, not just by our elders, but most of all, by Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd and who cares for you in ways that are even hard to imagine, but shown most of all as he gives himself on the cross for you. This process of looking for and appointing new elders is such an important one for our congregation. please do pray for this process. Please do pray that God will raise up people who will hear his call, hear his voice, and be obedient to it. And together, may we experience the depth of the Father's love for us in Jesus Christ. Shall we pray together? Father in heaven, we thank you that even though you are the one who has created all things, you are close to each one of us. Your care for us cannot be measured. Thank you for Jesus, in whom you have shown us the depths of your love. Lord, help us to respond to that love with hearts of obedience, with a desire to honor you in our lives. But also, Lord, help us by your Spirit to identify those in our congregation who know you and love you, and who out of a servant heart wish to care for our congregation. And in this and all things, may you be given all honor and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.